Hi, Background Briefing listeners. Tim Roxbury here, just to tell you that we're on a short break. We are going to be back late May with fresh investigations in your podcast feed. Until then, why not check out one of the podcasts that has just kicked off, made by our colleagues. It's called Face Value. It explores why so many people choose to alter their appearance with injectables or surgical procedures. Here's a taste.
The cosmetic enhancement industry in Australia is booming.
We saw an unprecedented demand, a tidal wave of not just our returning patients, but also new patients.
It's become fashionable. They are now literally lunchtime procedures. They're not taboo.
It's built upon the premise that if you look good, you'll feel good. And we're inundated with serums, injections, and surgical interventions that promise to boost our beauty and combat the signs of aging.
I was like, who did your nose? I need to know where. I'm going to go to him.
It's not only girls that are having these procedures. It is everybody that is having these procedures.
But beneath the glossy exteriors lie some troubling truths.
This idea that young people should be getting all these things done is just so toxic. It's brainwashing women to hate themselves for money.
You have regrets and, oh, what have I done? It's such a silly mistake and I'm a monster.
It's a very small leap from the hairdresser to the spa to the cosmetic surgeon.
I'm Siobhan Marin, and in this new series, Face Value, I'll find out why so many Australians are choosing to cosmetically enhance themselves, despite the risks and recovery times.
Throbbing, purple. After 3 days, it became pussy. There's no oxygen going to the area.
And how video platforms and social media filters are rewiring the way we see ourselves and others.
86% of the physicians that said that their cosmetic consultations had gone up listed appearance on video conferencing as the reason that their patients were saying that they wanted to come in.
Anyone can download Instagram. And so then you've got like 11-year-olds who are looking at themselves and thinking, wow, I look so much prettier with filters. I wish I looked like this.
It takes us to some pretty murky territories.
How come those features are not celebrated when they are on coloured women, but when they're on white women, then all of a sudden it seems cool?
They just see me from my social media, so they don't know that I naturally do have an ethnic nose. They don't know the torment I went through growing up, and I don't have to explain that to them. But it's like that's what people are seeing from me face value.
From Botox injections and lip filler to nose jobs and a Brazilian butt lift, we're meeting the people chasing their aesthetic ideal.
If you can look young and stay fresh, why not? I'm 27, it's a good age.
The medical professionals making it possible.
If you're truly happy in yourself, you know, you wouldn't come and see someone like me.
And the people choosing to jump off the cosmetic enhancement conveyor belts.
I don't want to have constant needles and things put in my face. I think at some point you've got to say, who am I fooling?
Hear this four-part series by searching for Face Value on the ABC Listen app.